The board's final changes to its 2011-2012 general fund or operating budget reflects an onslaught of public comment. As happened during last week's first reading of the budget, public testimony lasted over 2 hours, with the same proposed cuts receiving the bulk of the attention. One was the administration's reduction of the middle school athletic program from 6 to 3 weeks per sport and removing inter-school competition. Chugach High student Cody Trombley said without middle school athletics, he wouldn't be in wrestling and football. And much of the personal and teamwork skills he learned early came from inter-school, not intramural competition.
Sports without competition is like grilled cheese without the cheese.
The half-dozen middle school athletes who spoke were supported by Olympic cross-country skier Keegan Randall.
Being involved in interscholastic sports in middle school is what taught me about, before I had just been a participant, but that's when I really learned about training and goal setting, and that really set the stage for being an athlete the rest of my life.
West High librarian Jim Curran spoke against cutting library aid positions. He cited increasing pressure on school libraries caused by municipal actions.
The public libraries have taken huge hits, resulting in reduced staff, reduced services, and the closure of the only Southside public library. Make no mistake, this has had an effect on our students.
Others spoke against cutting high school secretary positions as well as the 7 high school graduation coaches. All were restored last night. So were elementary, middle, and high summer schools, funding for the Battle of the Books and Sonic Boom. The final budget received unanimous approval. One exception to board unity occurred over a portion of the funding for those restorations. Some members protested raising the pupil-teacher ratio, which will increase by a half-student equivalent in grades 4 through 12. The lower grade ratio remains at its current level. Jeannie Mackey spoke against any class size increase.
These problems aren't going to go away, and because we're uncomfortable right now does not mean that we should cave and go into class size in order to make ourselves more comfortable right now at this moment.
Crystal Kennedy acknowledged public concern over class size, but she found the increase reasonable.
The only ones that are being touched are the 4th through 12th, and it's only at a half. And basically, the reality of it is it comes down to 20 positions, 20 that we can easily be accounted for through attrition.
The board approved the class size increase by a 4-3 margin. Voting in favor were Kennedy, Don Smith, Jeff Friedman, and John Steiner. Joining Mackey's no vote were Kathleen Plunkett and Pat Higgins. The class size increase netted the board an additional $1.5 million to restore proposed reductions. A fund balance increase from $3 million to $5.2 million was the other main source providing the money for last night's cut reductions. After staff assurances sufficient reserves would still exist, the board voted unanimously in favor of the 5.2. The general fund portion of the district's 2011-2012 budget is approximately $638 million. That's up from this year's $617 million. The total budget, which includes food, debt service, and other funds, is about $812 million. The district's 2011-2012 budget next goes to the Anchorage Assembly for approval. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.